Okay, thank you. Switching things up like that. I noticed. I only noticed because he told me ahead of time he was switching things up. Otherwise, I'd have been over there just as clueless as I ever am. So, unfortunately, I did not know Joe was going to do that to you because, unfortunately, that's what I had planned. So sometimes it's, you know, good when we have communication. Probably good I'm taking a day off tomorrow because we are going to look at the 23rd Psalm. And I know in the past I've done it in rap, I've done it in hip-hop, I've done Lady Gaga versions. You know, a lot of people, they take pride and they have it memorized and this version and that version and how early they learned it and they got this plaque and this prayer card and that prayer card. And like I said, look at me, I can do it in rap, I can do it in hip-hop. I don't want to say anything bad about us knowing the Bible. That's kind of a good thing. We're supposed to know the Bible. That's good. But knowing the Bible and knowing Jesus are two different things. Knowing the psalm and knowing the shepherd are different things. This week when I was working on the sermon, I was telling the Bible study class this morning, I had 6,000 words that I had written about six verses of the Bible. No one wants to listen to a sermon, 6,000 words. I need a day off, okay? I need a day off. It's just like... And so what I wanted to do is give you a chance to take some time off. You ever have trouble with your electronics? You know, there are times when you have to unplug them. You unplug the computer, you have to unplug the TV, you have to unplug the phone, you have to turn it all off, let it sit, and then you plug it back in. And that can be hard waiting. You know, you unplug it, but you hurry up, want to put it back in and get it going again because you got so much to do. We've got to get everything. Well, today, we're going to try to take it slow. Most of us are more tired than we know at our soul level. We know how physically tired we are. We might know emotionally how tired we are. We might know mentally how tired we are. But our soul is tired as well. And so I want to invite us to 20 minutes of meditation. And so I know Joe already did this with you, but I'm going to, because I don't have anything else planned. I know we have a lot of responsibility. I know. It seems counterintuitive for us to stop, to slow down, and take a break. But that's what I want to invite us to do. When I was growing up, we called memory work learning by heart. You learn it by heart. You learned the psalm by heart. This is our way of trying to help you connect to the shepherd that lives in your heart. Sometimes the longest trip we make is from our head to our heart. We know it, we know it, we know it. Is it in our heart? I look around this room, this sanctuary, and I see people who know the psalm. And I see people who know the shepherd. So I'm not having to make any introductions. All I'm going to do is give you an opportunity to spend some time with someone you already know who loves you very, very deeply, very, very much. And all he wants to do is spend some time with you. And so I want to invite you to do that this morning. So please, again, close your eyes, and I will lead you in a meditation. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God is supplying all of our needs. We come here from different places What do you need this morning? Do you need healing? Do you need hope? Do you need forgiveness? Do you need understanding? Strength. You're so weary, so tired. Are you seeking wisdom? There's confusion, there's doubt, feeling a little loss. What are you needing? Peace? Is there anxiety? Are you needing joy? When is the last time you laughed? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. God is making us to lie down in green pastures. He's forcing us to lie down. He's making us be still, that we might know He is God. He makes us lie down so He can restore our souls. As we have with anxious children when we have held them, we remind them that they are loved, that we are there for them, that it's going to be okay. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. God will lead us into a right relationship with Him. That's one way to interpret righteousness. A right relationship. God leads us there. It's not about us being perfect. It's about trusting God to lead us. Trusting God with our doubts, our sins, our insecurities. We do not have to pretend. We don't have to pretend that we have it all together. We don't have to pretend that we have all the answers. We don't have to pretend that we know. We don't have to pretend that everything is going to be okay. We don't have to pretend because we are not in charge. God is leading. Our job is to follow and to trust. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. As we walk through the darkest valleys in our lives, it is important to know that it is okay to be frightened, to be worried, to be hopeless, to be afraid. Such emotions do not make us a less Christian. Does not mean that we lack faith. Telling God how we feel is essential. It opens the door to let God in. In the darkness of our suffering, we want to ask God, "Where are you? I need you." Jesus suffered. Jesus cried out. Jesus said, "Why have you forsaken me?" as Christians, we believe that God is especially present in our times of suffering. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. God prepares a table and invites us to be the honored guest. The table is set. The table is beautiful and bountiful, not because we are impressive, but because God is. God is providing not just refreshment, but God's company. Jesus tells a parable of a man who planned a great banquet, inviting many. And when the time came and the banquet was ready, those who were invited made excuses, saying they could not come. Business, family life, ordinary stuff, daily chores, the routine grind, get in the way. The offer for a place at the table remains open, and God is offering to us the pleasure of His company and the refreshment of His presence. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God wants good for us. His grace provides all we need. We do not earn God's love. God gives it, always, forever. On our good days, God rejoices with us. And on our bad days, God picks us up, holds us, heals us of our scrapes and wounds, dries our tears, comforts us and encourages us, gives us healing and strength and grace. God's presence is forever. He will not withdraw. He will not withhold. He is faithful forever. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark plot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a con afflict many a doubt by teens and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, will welcome pardon, cleanse, relief, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. We thank you, God, for your promise, for your faithfulness, for your care. When we are lonely and feels like no one cares, that no one knows, you offer yourself. When we are tired and in pain, you offer us rest, peace, and assurance. You give us comfort and strength. You heal our hearts. You restore our soul. And you remind us of your care. You hold us. You cleanse us. You make us whole. Your love and your grace sustain us. For these gifts, we give you thanks. And in Christ's name, we pray. Amen.